Hi, I'm Sarah Swales, and this is The Good of Destruction, my submission to the Paul Engel Glory of the Senses essay contest. Destruction. Mass destruction. Everywhere. The insurance agents say it's like Hurricane Katrina. But it wasn't a hurricane. It was a tornado, an EF5. Looking down the hill and past the muddy and seemingly unending field, the only thing I could see for miles was debris. An eerie quiet prevailed, so much that you could almost reach out and touch it. Where neighbors' houses used to be stood lonely concrete slabs. I was 5 and lived just outside of New Hartford, so I only remember as much as a 5-year-old can. The strange weather that day created talk that something horrible was going to happen. I wonder if they knew that good could come out of the bad event that would happen. It would shatter many people's lives, and it would even shatter a myth. Parkersburg is a pretty small town that sits at the fork of the Beaver Creek River. Legend had it that a tornado could never hit Parkersburg because it was the fork of a river. On May 25th, 2008, that would all change. Around dinner time, our weather radio exploded with noise, so my dad went to check to see what the issue was. He sprinted back in a hurry. "It's a tornado warning," he reported with panic. We all rushed around trying to get things we needed. My mom had been making a delicious, mouth-watering Jack's pepperoni pizza. We carried it downstairs and ate hurriedly in our safe room. Our safe room was also our computer and guest room. It contained a large brown computer desk with 2 monitors on it. Along the other wall rested a queen-sized guest bed. After we finished eating, my brother, John, our 2 cats, Red, who was an orange tabby cat, and Larry, who had dark gray fur with a white vest, and I crawled under the box springs. Mom and Dad went under the desk and placed a blue fuzzy blanket over it for protection. Then, Dad realized he forgot something. As soon as he opened the door, Red shot up the stairs and under my parents' bed. My dad hurried up and retrieved whatever he needed, searched for the cat, and rushed back down with them. On his way down, he saw the tornado. It looked evil, big and dark, with debris flying everywhere, and it hurtled toward our house. After Red was back under the bed with us, John and I shone our small red flashlight at him to make sure he was still there. I couldn't hear the tornado because the mattress was so thick, but my mom described it as a train ripping right through the house. Dad finally walked upstairs to scope out the damage after the tornado had passed and all was silent. He came back down and told my mom that the damage wasn't that bad. She went up with him and described it this way. "While our damage wasn't really that bad, he didn't tell me that our neighbors' houses weren't even there. They were just concrete slabs." Finally, I got to come up to survey the destruction. It was horrifying. The field across the road was filled with debris. Deformed metal roofs and splintered wood littered the area. Down the hill, our neighbors' houses were obliterated, and the trees were non-existent. Compared to this, our house was really not that bad. The roof of one room of our house looked like an evil giant decided to punch a hole in it. The shingled roof of another room was gone, and the garage was gone except for one wall that leaned heavily down on the hoods of our red GMC Sierra and white Chevy S10. Also, the whole house had been picked up off the foundation and slammed back down, so the house sat crookedly. Sirens blared in the distance, drawing closer every minute. A deputy sheriff drove into view and he stopped at our house. "You must leave your home, and an anhydrous ammonia tank has ruptured in the tornado." My dad replied, "Well, we can't leave unless you take us, because our trucks are under that wall." "Okay, I'll take you as far as I can," he replied. We all piled into the back of the squad car. The officer took us as far as the downed power line. We got out and started walking. It was soaking wet outside, and it smelled like it had just rained really hard. After walking for a while, a couple drove by in an open-air Jeep. They asked us if we wanted a ride into New Hartford. John, the cats, Dad, and I loaded up into the Jeep. My mom kept walking because they didn't have enough room for her. They came back for her after they dropped us off at First Baptist Church in New Hartford. Since we attended church at First Baptist, we knew the pastor and his family. Their parsonage was a white 2-story house about 3 yards away from the church. We waited at their house for our friends, the McCallums, to pick us up. When they arrived, we drove to their farmhouse. That night, there was another severe thunderstorm. The lightning flashed violently and the thunder roared. There was no basement, so we were instructed to stay away from the windows. In the morning, when we awoke, my grandparents were there. John, the cats, and I stayed with them for 10 days. Years later, I learned some things about the experience that I never knew. The two insurance teams that were sent to survey the damage and to help clean up met at our house one evening. Dad overheard them asking each other what they were telling headquarters that it looked like. They both gave the same answer. It looked like Hurricane Katrina. Another thing I learned was that we were only barely on the north side of the tornado. If our house resided even across the road, our house would have looked like the neighbor's houses, just a concrete slab. I am thankful for the destruction that caused us to move into town. It is so much closer to everything and easier to get places. I don't have to pay as much for gas, which at the time of the tornado was $4 per gallon. After all the destruction and loss of life that occurred, good still prevailed. Many people from the community around stepped in to help clean up the insulation and debris strewn everywhere. The tornado grew my family closer to each other and closer to God, the good giant. Through the damage and the hurricane-like aftermath, there was refuge. Refuge in God and refuge in friends. That day, I was only 5, but I learned the most important lesson of my life. Good always comes out in the bad. And that's my story. Thanks for listening.